KVOE News Time is now 7:24. It is Newsmaker Time here on a Monday, and we're pleased to have with us a man who's had many hats in his career with Emporia City Government, and right now he's as the interim president of the Regional Development Association of East Central Kansas. Jim Witt joining us here on the Newsmaker segment today.
Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron.
How are things going today?
Things are pretty good. We got a slight case of poison ivy, but I'm going to fight through that. But never mow your field with no shorts on and not long pants. I've learned that the dust of poison ivy is just as dangerous as the rubbing up against the plant. So that's the scoop. That's my big new scoop of the morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, thanks for that piece of advice. You may have saved someone else from suffering, as I'm sure you are, but thanks for battling through, Jim, and giving us an RDA update. As Chuck mentioned, you are the interim president of the RDA, and you know, you keep doing this good job, Jim, and you may not want anybody else in there, my friend.
Well, I'm pleased to help the community and the RDA. Emporia is a great community, and the RDA is an important factor in that, so I'm just very pleased that I was able to step up and help out. You know, initially it was a 4 to 6 month deal. Gone a little longer than that, and I'm hoping by the first of the year we've got things cleared up and a new president can be named. So we'll see what happens.
Jim, I know one of the main talking points here really for the last few months is a special survey really on the work of not only the RDA, but really I guess maybe the effectiveness of Emporia's economic development groups in general terms. What have been your takeaways from that, and really is that particular process done, or is it still ongoing right now?
Well, let me start with the second part of your question. The process is, in terms of interviews and analysis, I think is pretty well done. The Vision First out of Tallahassee, Florida, was selected to do the analysis of our economic development efforts, and they're moving into the final stages of getting a report ready to submit to the City Commission. So that part of the initial work study project is pretty well done. It's just now the analysis and getting a final report to the City Commission, which we hope to be available the first part of September.
Have there been any? I guess I don't want to use the term leaks, but has there been any information that may have come your way at this particular point in time that would maybe point the RDA in maybe a future direction, or maybe several different future directional options at this point, or is all of that going to come out here within the next few weeks?
I think, for the most part, I've tried to create some leaks, but in talking to Vision First, they've been like the CIA. They've been very protective of their direction. So I don't have any leaks to report, but I do know that while they were here, some comments regarding that, you know, the process just might need some fine-tuning, and we'll look to see what happens when the final report comes out. But, you know, we do have a number of agencies involved in economic development, RDA, Main Street, Visit Emporia, the Chamber, and all of them have been doing a great job of keeping Emporia moving forward. But maybe there are some things we can do differently, because sometimes when you sit in the fishbowl, you don't see too far out of the fishbowl. Maybe there are some things that have changed in the culture of economic development that we need to deal with.
So you mentioned the City Commission will get this report prior to the RDA board being able to see this?
Yeah, the actual contractor was the city, so that's sort of the owner of the report. They will get the. I'm sure it'll be a public document once it's released. I mean, there won't be any hidden agendas, but the RDA board will get the report after it's submitted to the City Commission.
Jim, you've been serving as the interim president here for the RDA now, I think it's about 6 months now, if memory serves me correctly. On this topic, what have you seen about the work of the RDA and its role, both as it is now when it comes to the RDA's work in economic development and maybe where it should be? Given the fact that this report is probably going to have a lot of input as to where the RDA goes in the future, but what are your thoughts here on really the RDA's current role in economic development and how that might change?
I think the current role in economic development is build up our industrial base and continue to work with our local industries, and I won't name them all, but I think everyone knows who they are, to make sure that they're satisfied with Emporia and make sure they understand that, number two, there's an opportunity for growth in their industry, whether it's a corporate industry with a number of locations, that we can accommodate them and be the catalyst to make it happen with industrial revenue bonds, infrastructure improvements, State of Kansas job incentives, et cetera. Make sure that they're aware of all those tools so that when they're ready to expand, they expand in Emporia. Secondly, I think it's always to keep our eyes wide open for additional economic development opportunities with new industries. And that gets to be a really tough road. I think you all realize that something had come across the desk, and we do see these that come across the desk, people looking for new locations, and they sometimes have qualifications we just can't meet. So, for instance, you know, we'll have a lot of our things that come across the desk talk about railroad spurs, or they want so much water per day that we can't supply them water without shortening our water for our existing uses. So it's a tougher road to attract a new industry than try to expand an existing one. And I think, what happens sometimes when you get a new industry, there's a lot of pomp and circumstance because they did come to town. But the truth of the matter is who you have is who you have to value.
Yeah, indeed. And, well, as Chuck alluded to, Jim, you've been in the president's chair at the RDA for about a half a year now. Do you still find us? Do you see that, the Emporia area here is an attractive landing spot for some businesses? It's a tough ball game. I know, very competitive, but do you see that, Emporia is an attractive place?
Yes, we still think it's attractive if we can meet the so-called minimum qualifications. Emporia's got a great location. As you know, transportation hub with Interstate 35, the Turnpike, got great access to major markets. We've got a labor force that seems to be in pretty good shape right now, so I don't think that's a factor as big as it was maybe a year or 6 months ago. The labor force situation seems to be smoothing out a little bit. I'm not saying it's perfect. There's a surplus of labor force, but I think we've got people to work, and I think we've got a hard-working labor force. Our participation rate in terms of labor, people in the labor force, is pretty high for a community our size. I can't remember the exact number. It was in the 60%. So that's a great indication you have people willing to work and wanting to work.
Housing a problem here, though?
Housing's a big issue, Ron, and I think that's hopefully in the next few months with the Chamber's Ignites project. And there's a new subdivision going up in northeast Emporia, just north of the I-35 up by the sports complex. I think things are starting to turn loose. There's a couple other projects that probably will get going here in the next 6 months that are in the boilerplate room. So we think things can happen, and we're hoping to solve it. The problem is, I think we all know that I remember building a home a number of years ago and looking at $100 a square foot per housing cost. Now it's probably up in $200 plus per square foot. And that's troublesome, but that's the world we live in.
You know, I wanted to ask you real quick about, the interworkings, and maybe better way to put it would be the interconnectedness between the RDA and the other groups that are in the Trustler Business Center alongside with you, the Chamber, Visit Emporia, Ignite Emporia, because it seems like there's a lot of different things that have been major focal points for certain groups that it seems like the RDA is working in tangent with or in correlation with. You mentioned housing. Child care is a big one now with, say, Little Lions coming on board. Just how much conversations are you guys having amongst yourselves about a coordinated path forward here at this point?
Well, it's been a sort of eye-opening to me that the work over at my office has now been over at the Chamber offices for a little over 6 months, and there's been a lot of coordination. And I'll just take the last week when we had the unfortunate news of the situation at Michelin, meeting with Janine McKenna and getting some things going in terms of job fairs, assistance to the families impacted by the economic news that we received. There's been a lot of close coordination, and of course they've got their Kretzinger property also by Unite, which is a deal of the chambers, and then Little Lions, which, quite frankly, people underestimate the value of the Little Lions project. When I read the Economic Development Journals, child care is a nationwide problem, and I think the Little Lions is a great step towards solving that problem. We're hoping it's kicked off well and continues to grow, but I think that's an undervalued project. You know, I've also talked to Visit Emporia and Main Street. There are some things I think we can all do together, and I think the future, the one word of the future to assist us is collaboration. And the collaborative efforts by everybody involved, not worried about whose turf it is or how to get the job done, will make things a lot better in Emporia.
Speaking of that really quickly, Jim, is there going to be some sort of a WARN notice, or has there been a WARN notice because of the Michelin situation? There had been unconfirmed reports of 70 to maybe 80 workers that had been affected, so 20 to maybe 25% of the workforce here locally.
As of Thursday, I had not heard that there was a WARN notice, but I have not talked to Trey Cocking, city manager, to see if anything came in Friday. So I
gotcha.
Apologize, but I'm not aware of a WARN notice being okay. received by the city at this point.
Really quickly, Jim, before we let you go, I know there's a number of you know projects that are in the hopper right now. Obviously, we see what's taking place at the pavilions. Seen some early work over at the Quick Trip site, southwest corner of 18th and Graphic Arts Road. What is right now, I guess, from your perspective, kind of at the top that's at the hopper, either publicly or coming publicly soon?
The Quick Trip, you know, they bought the property years ago, and they're ready to go. They No problem. The Quick Trip projects are ready to go. The street that will be coming off Graphic Arts and moving in a southwesterly direction towards the roundabout, which I call the North Roundabout, that's basically, there will be bidding it. Utility work, et cetera, will probably start in November of this year. Paving will start next year. And hopefully by the spring, late spring, early summer, we've got the complete road in. So Quick Trip's ready to go. They've got a site plan that's under review by the city. They just submitted a couple of weeks ago. It was a protracted situation regarding design of the road coming off Graphic Arts to connect with the roundabout and negotiations with KDOT. So it's ready to go. And I think once that road is in and Quick Trip's up, you'll see that whole southern portion of that piece of property become very attractive to various retail and service businesses, probably national ones, that want to come to Emporia. The pavilions, as you know, the three stores will be opening. I think one of them, Five Below, is opened already. I talked to them last week. The others should be opening shortly. And then there's probably a good chance that we'll see a public announcement of at least two additional stores sometime in the next 30 to 60 days. I wish I could tell you their names, but I sort of secrecy it. I'm going to keep that. There's nothing written, so it's not a public record. So I'm going to help the developer out. They're in their final stages of negotiation on a contract with two additional stores. And I think that project proves that Emporia can be a strong retail hub. If you see what's happened there in the last 2 to 3 years, I mean, it just keeps building, and eventually they'll build out and we'll move on. There's some other things in terms of the Fairfield Landing Conference Center started construction on the old Montana Mike / Cracker Barrel site. That is a great project that will help Visit Emporia as they try to attract conferences to the area. And I know there's a lot going on in Main Street, downtown. Casey Woods and his folks just spoke up. Buckholz done a great job, and they've got a number of rehab projects to commercial buildings. So there is a lot going on in Emporia. Matter of fact, if I can just editorialize for 1 minute, I've been here a little over 10 years, which is a lot longer than the 4 to 6 months that Mark McInerney told me he'd need me. But I've never seen so much things. There's so much in the oven and on top of the stove that's ready to go. It's really a good time for Emporia. We've made it through the high interest rates, and hopefully the Federal Reserve starts cutting those rates, and we move down the road. even better.
Well, Jim, as always, thanks for your time. Thanks for all you do and continue to do. We look forward to talking to you once we get some survey results in and the city's looked at this and kind of get your take on things. As always, we appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you both, and have a great day in Emporia, and let's just keep things moving forward. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, Jim Witt, who is the interim RDA president, battling through poison ivy to be with us here this morning.
Yeah, uncomfortable, but really appreciate the update from Jim on a wide range of topics, and want to let you know that Friday is our only available newsmaker slot, 7:20. Tomorrow's newsmaker guests will be Southern Line County Superintendent Ryan Mulig. We'll also have Dr. Laden Oyenuga, joining us Wednesday talking about flu and COVID shots.
And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, delivering the right solution. It is 7:40. Weather next.
The Grilled Cheese Steak Burger is back at Freddy's, featuring their signature sizzling steak burger on buttery Texas toast, loaded with crispy bacon and 2 times the melting.